He's calling people to a total commitment. To come to that place where you don't look at physical death, but He makes the call so that you can surrender all of your life to Him fully and completely, to love Him and to serve Him. Because those that come to Jesus Christ with self-renouncing faith receive true eternal life.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Years ago, Raul chose a path of self-indulgent rebellion that nearly cost him his life. But when he repented, God gave him a fresh start. For a free DVD sharing Raul's testimony of the major difference it makes to go all in with Christ, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Today's lesson from Raul continues our focus on God's desire for every person to enjoy His salvation. As you ponder Christ's promise to one day return for His people, you'll be challenged to consider where you truly stand with Him. If you've never fully surrendered your heart to Jesus, you'll be encouraged to make this transformational decision. Stay with us here on Somebody Loves You Radio for insight into what it means to find your life by giving it to Christ. Here's Raul Reese now in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
It's always kind of hard when you know as a leader and you're leading people what's ahead. Jesus already knew what was going to happen. In the mind of the disciples, they were beginning to imagine in their minds how cool it was going to be to go to Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem that the Lord was going to fight against Rome and Rome would be defeated. And then the Lord would set up His throne and they would rule with Christ for 1,000 years. But the Lord began to share with them that this was not true. That the Lord now, as Peter made that great confession and took him up to Caesarea Philippi, and he said, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter stepped up to the plate and said, "Well, you know, many say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Jeremiah the prophet. Some say you're Elijah." But then he said, "But who do you say that I am?" He turned to a personal relationship with God. And that's really important today, because the next event that he's going to talk to us about, you're going to have to make a choice today in your lives. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a son or daughter, single, married, that doesn't really matter. Divorce, it doesn't really matter. And the reason is because we're heading in a time where the actual church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is coming to a close. And so I'm really excited, as I've been studying for weeks now, and then coming to this passage this morning, the Lord really just spoke to my heart. Because you think about Christ now talking to Peter, and Peter gave the confession. And then the Lord, in the next verses, He opens His heart and He says, "Okay, you guys, I want to make it once again clear to you. The Son of Man is going to Jerusalem and He's going to be betrayed. He's going to suffer many things and He is going to be killed." Imagine what they must have thought in their own minds and hearts when their ears heard that. "What do you mean? You're going to die? I thought you said we were going to Jerusalem to set up your kingdom." And then Jesus must have turned to them and said, "You know what, you guys? Let me explain it to you, first of all, that before you could ever become a disciple of Jesus Christ, the title of my message this morning is you need to learn the cost of discipleship." What does it cost to be a disciple of Christ? In one word, all. Everything, if you really want to be a disciple of Christ. And it's really important for me, as Christ is speaking, as a pastor, teacher, as an evangelist, as a sheep, a lamb of God, to be able not to be deceived by anyone else, but to believe what God's word says. And this is exactly what Jesus is doing with his disciples. He's bringing them to that place where he's going to ask the great question. Not only who am I, but now as they're moving toward Jerusalem, and they know that he's going to suffer, and he's going to be betrayed, and he's going to die, and he's going to rise again on the third day. They're bummed out. They're bummed out. And Jesus now, in verse 24 of chapter 16 of Matthew, look what he says to them. Observation number one, he makes a call to follow Jesus Christ. He says this, "Then Jesus said to his disciples," not to the crowd, "if anyone desires to come after me," number one, "let him deny himself." Number two, "take up your cross." Number three, "follow me." Three principles to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting because these are things that Jesus said, notice, to men again and again and again. And not only did the Messiah, but all his followers must tread the way, listen, of suffering in this life in order to enjoy the future life to come. It's not going to be a bed of roses, because roses even have thorns. They stick you. And the thorn at the beginning of the book of Genesis in the fall, it's spoken there also of the curse. It's really important that we understand that a man must be willing to follow Christ. But there are conditions given to us to become a true disciple of Jesus Christ. The suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ cannot serve by self-sparing disciples. People that say something, but they don't do what they say. They contradict the word of God, especially when the pressure's on. To give one's life is not to save one's life. It's to give your life once and for all. And say, "This is not my life. This is the life of Christ. I give you my hands, my feet, my ears, my eyes. I give you my heart. I give you my all, Lord. Not my will, but thy will be done." That's what Jesus did. That's why in the Old Testament, the priest would take the oils. And he would take the oil upon his right thumb. And he would dip it. Put it on the right toe, put it on the right arm. Why? It would be in the right hand that I was able to anoint what? My hands to worship the Lord, my feet to walk in the ways of God, and to put in my ears to hear the law of God and obey it and to know him intimately. Jesus repudiates here a self-serving attitude as unworthy of his kingdom. That the way of death is the way of what? Life. The beginning of true life. If physical life is one's highest good, he will deny the Lord in order to spare himself from suffering and death. You won't do it. When it really comes down to it, people will not do it. He's calling people to a total commitment. To come to that place where you don't look at physical death, but he makes the call so that you can surrender all of your life to him fully and completely, to love him and to serve him. Because those that come to Jesus Christ with self-renouncing faith receive true eternal life. They're not phonies. They really believe what they believe, and they live by it. And that's why here in the first observation that we have before us in verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone, notice the invitation, if anyone is not the elite, if anyone has the desire to come after Jesus, number one, let him deny him or herself. You know what the word deny means literally here? It means to forget about yourself. Yourself. Because the whole world is full of self. Me, myself, and I. Think about that today. People that are career people, what happens when you're in a career? People are always trying to get in front of you and step over you to get to your position. The world's selfish. The world has only one agenda, me, myself, and I. But in Christianity, being a Christian, that's not the truth. If you want to rise up, you got to what? You got to die to yourself. And it's not by me promoting myself. It's the Lord promotes whoever he wants to whatever level he wants. And this way you don't have to covet. You don't have to be selfish. You don't have to be unforgiving. Because I understand that you got promoted and you go to that place because God put you there and it wasn't anybody else but God. And so I am satisfied with what God's doing. I didn't get the promotion. You got it. But in the world, think of people think. Friendships are lost. Families are broken. Because of that word selfishness. And yet Jesus here in teaching us today, he's talking about this whole thing. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Remember in Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham was called by God, he didn't even talk to his wife. The Lord came by night and said, tomorrow morning, I want you to get your son Isaac. He's 33 years old. You're over 100 years old. I want you to get a couple of mules. And I want you to get your servants and get some wood, get a knife. And again, I want you to go a three-day journey to Jerusalem, and I want you to kill your son. He had another son, older, remember? His name was Ishmael, but he was not the promised son. It was Isaac that was promised by God. And so Abraham, early in the morning, in Genesis 22, it says what? He rose up early in the morning. He got his mules together. He got his servants together. Got his son. Didn't even talk to his wife. And he started in obedience to the cross. Started to Mount Moriah. Three-day journey. And when he got to Mount Moriah, all of a sudden they set camp. And he said, listen, you guys will stay here, but me and my son, the lad, are going to go up there and we're going to come back. He spoke words of faith. Even if I have to kill my son, God can raise him from the dead. I will come back with my son. Incredible faith. Abraham understood what it was that if he desired to come after Jesus Christ, he was denying himself, fully, completely forgetting about himself. How do we know that? When he got up with his son, and his son carried the wood, and he had the big old knife, and he started walking up Mount Moriah, 2,200 feet up in the air there, little mountain. And he got up to the top of the mountain, and there was an altar that was already set. Remember what Isaac, his son, said, 32 years old? He said, hey, Dad, the altar, the wood, the knife, but where is the sacrifice, the lamb? And in chapter 22, verse 8, Abraham answered and said, son, God will provide himself a sacrifice. 2,000 years later, in that same place, Jesus Christ died on the cross. And God provided for Abraham and his son. A ram that was caught in the thickets. Think how gracious and how loving how God is when he sees people that are truly, truly disciples of Christ. Abraham was blessed. God gave him back his son. They both walked down that mountain together. And it's interesting that here Jesus in his call, he's calling out. Because he's calling out so that we do not love ourselves, but that we love Christ. Remember in Matthew 6:33? Above that, as you begin the chapter, and you come to the end of the chapter, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications. Why? He says, because a lot of people, when you don't have food, you don't have clothes, God says what? If I provide for the sparrows and the birds of the air, I give them fig trees, I give them apple trees, I give them anything they need, how much more valuable are you to me? But what I want you to do is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all these things will be added unto to you. True discipleship. Trusting Christ for every one of my needs. So here Jesus Christ talking to his disciples, he says, listen, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Number two, take up your cross. What is the cross? The cross is the instrument of death. Madonna used to wear a cross upside down, remember? In her videos. Interesting. Many people wear a cross with Jesus still hanging on it. Jesus is no longer on the cross. He resurrected. The empty cross speaks of self-denial. Christ died. Christ rose again from the dead. We serve a living God, not a dead God. And Jesus here is making the example, not only in Matthew. Listen, in Mark 8:34 he says, and when he had called the people to himself, his disciples came also and said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul eternally? Or what will a man or a woman give in exchange for his or her soul? Wow. Listen to Luke 9:23. Then he said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily. He's the only one in the gospel that adds the word daily to that same passage. Daily. Not monthly, not yearly. Every day you have to take up your cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. And what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world? So you get millions of dollars. Who cares? What are you going to do with it when you die? You're going to give it to people so they can ruin themselves and not really invest it in the kingdom of God and destroy your children and your grandchildren if they don't know how to use it? Think what Jesus is saying here. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but yet himself is destroyed or lost eternally? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and his holy angels. But I truly tell you, there are some standing here that will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. And then in Luke 14, 25-26, he says, now a great multitude went up with him. And they turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate, listen what he says, not love. If you don't hate your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers, your sisters, yes, and even your very own life, you cannot be my disciple. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. The word hate there is to love less. Christ has to be what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Not your wife, not your husband, not your children, not your grandbabies. Jesus Christ is number one. That's a true disciple of Jesus Christ. He's written it in the Word of God. In verse 27, he says, and whoever does not bear his cross and comes after me, he cannot be my disciple. Notice that. John 12:25, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. For eternal life, he will keep it. You will live forever and ever with the Lord. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and thirdly, follow me. Capital M-E, me, Jesus Christ. Notice that. It's a path of obedience, not a path of disobedience. To follow Christ, you have to obey what he says. That's his qualifications. Or else you can't be a disciple of Christ. Check this out. Observation number two. Let's look at it. Verse 25. The choice to follow. A choice has to be made. He says, for whoever, anybody again, for whoever desires to save his life, well, what? Lose it. What does that mean? it means you lost it eternally. You're done. He says, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it spiritually and eternally. Write that down. Eternally, you will find it. Spiritually, you will find it. There's no other way to follow Jesus Christ. You have to make the choice to follow Christ. And then he says this incredible thing that just blew me out the door. In verse 26, observation number 3, listen carefully. The sacrifice to follow Christ. He says, for what, notice, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world? Just stop there for a second. What profit does a person have when he gains the whole world? He comes to the end of his life, he dies, and then what happens? Everything is left behind. The only thing you can take when you die is what? Your soul, your spirit. That's it. Even this body, this tent, goes back into the earth and it becomes what? Earthly, and it becomes full of worms. And it goes back into the earth. But the spirit that is in me lives on. And so he's asking a tremendous question here of sacrifice. What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world? And check this out. And loses his own soul. Wow. You know what that means there? The word to lose here means if he forfeits. Write that down. What is it going to take for you to forfeit your soul? To forfeit your soul. Because you would not give first place to Christ. It says, or thirdly, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Wow. What are you going to exchange?
Well, we all know that it's easy to compromise in our commitment to Christ. But as we've been reminded today, his desire is for us to enjoy a rich relationship with him that's grounded in absolute devotion. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to review today's lesson, we'll send you a complete CD copy for a gift of $5 or more. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching titled, The Cost of Discipleship. We'd also like to offer you an insightful resource from Raul, simply titled, The Call. This 5-message audio series explores more of what it means to entrust your life to the Lord as you make the daily choice to follow Him in humble obedience. You'll see that as you respond to God's instruction with dedicated faith, He'll lead you in paths of abundance. So get in touch with us for this inspiring 5-CD resource. To place your order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you the Call audio series for a gift of $20 or more. That's 800-634-9165. Or you can write us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We also have several free resources we invite you to access for even more encouragement from God's Word. Download our Somebody Loves You app to your iPhone or Android, and you'll be all set to enrich your spiritual life with an easy scripture reading plan, as well as several digital Bible studies. You can also download any Somebody Loves You radio program as a podcast through Spotify or iTunes. And be sure to join Raul on his YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific for Straight Talk, a Q&A program with helpful guidance for godly living. Don't forget, we're here to support you in your journey with the Lord, and we're open to any ideas you might have into how we can best serve you. And when you contact us, feel free to share your prayer needs with us as well. Join us next time on Somebody Loves You Radio as we dive back into God's Word for more rich insight into how to live in close fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Here's Raul now with the final thought.
What is it, the thing or the person or the possession in your life that is holding you back from a full commitment to Jesus Christ before He comes again? Time is running short. The Lord is coming soon. And people are mocking the idea that He's coming soon again, but you know what? They can laugh all they want, but you know what? I believe what God's Word teaches.
And I believe in a personal love relationship with Jesus Christ, that Christ has said what he says and he means what he means. He's going to do exactly what he has said. And the time is ripe in the world today for war, for the Antichrist, the number system, the financial chaos that's going on in the world today. Everything has to collapse before it can be built up by the Antichrist for 7 years before the second coming of Christ. But God will take his church before those 7 years and take us to heaven to be with him so that we can come back to the Battle of Armageddon to set up the kingdom age for 1,000 years. That's why I get so excited about the Word of God. So finally, in conclusion, get this. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? What are you going to give? Are you going to give your life to Christ or are you going to reject Christ? You have to make the choice.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.